Is Emily heating it up? What is she doing?
She's going to go grab the chili.
Okay. I saw she came went to go look for it. I forgot to tell her that it was in my Lululemon bag. As most people transport their chili, they transport it in a Lululemon lunchbox.
I wouldn't use a different bag. When I think of you, I think of the Lululemon brand.
I have exactly two.
Hey, Travis Rogers here for Lululemon.
Hey, so here's the thing. I have two Lululemon items, and I love them both. I have that puffy jacket that I love, my favorite jacket, and I got that bag that came. I think that's what the jacket came in. I think that's it.
Damn right you do.
Yeah, now I use it to transport chili, which I feel is very on brand for me. I think that that's exactly the right way to do it.
What's in that Lululemon bag?
Chili.
Chili.
No, really.
A lot of chili.
Really? It's got chili in it for sure. Let's go to Tom in Santa Barbara very quickly. Tom, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. I always come with the obtuse gaucho here. So here's the thing, Olé. Trav. I realize you're eating over a sink, right?
Sometimes. Not my every business. Meal.
Okay. When he does his family dinners, everyone's at the dining table and you're at the sink.
Right. So in this makeshift break room, you know, I can only imagine in my head. But what I'm suggesting is if you eat over the sink, what I think we should do is have Mason bring in a cot and put a little mattress on it with some blankets. And Sliwa, this is your scenario.
Yep.
You're in there eating, and then you get, as a guest, Woj. So do you go cot and lay down and go, hey, Woj, do you want to eat?
Woj,
or do you go sink and offer Woj the cot with
excellent
the blanket?
Excellent question. Excellent question. Tom, first off, thank you for whatever went through your mind to play out that entire scenario. That was
like
very impressive.
A dream after having way very, too very much impressive. To drink and dropping acid. And
very impressive. This one's easy. Woj and I are eating over the sink because Woj is a busy guy. Woj's got a lot going on. He's got to drop his phone for a quick second. But if something happens, something goes down, he turns on the faucet, he's cleaning his hands, and then bam, he's back texting again.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you just need a sink and a paper towel, and you're ready to go. You're ready. So, Taylor, have you tried it yet? Have you tried to buy it?
Smell is delicious.
Yeah. Oh, can you get it? Yeah, get it.
Smell
is
fantastic.
Make sure that you can see it on the TV, the stream here.
Yeah, you guys saw.
So do you want to describe what's in there? You want to kind of break it down, Slee?
So, very hearty chili here.
Okay.
All right. We got a breakdown
Taylor
of a few
a
different,
like he doesn't like it.
A few different types of beans here.
Three different types of beans.
These peppers here?
That is red pepper, yes.
Red pepper right
red
here.
Red bell pepper.
We got some white onion as well. We got, obviously, turkey in here as well.
There should be some jalapeno in there as well. There's green in there. You get any of that in your bowl?
No green. Oh, here's a green.
There you
go.
Yep,
we got a little green here.
Okay.
All the freaking jalapenos over there, apparently. So we got a lot going on here.
Tomato, this is little crushed tomato.
It smells really good.
Good.
It looks like turkey chili.
Yes, well, as it should.
As it should. let's give it a shot here.
All right, give it a bite. Taylor, have you had a couple of bites here while Al has a nibble or two?
Yeah, it's bringing my voice back.
There you go. It's therapeutic. I had no idea. It's medicinal.
It's not runny.
No.
It's thick.
Yeah.
And yeah, Sleep pretty much knocked it out with the description.
But you know
there.
What I haven't heard yet?
It's tasty.
Then it tastes good. Okay,
it's
good.
It's very good.
You
I
like
don't know
it,
why in my mind I thought it was going to be a white chili. That's why I was like a little bit caught off guard. I was like, ooh, it's dark. Because I think for me, turkey chili is always a white chili.
Yeah, sometimes it
my
is.
My family. But it's fantastic. It's
I'm
a really good chili.
Like thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
No joke. Excellent.
Thank you.
Really, really good.
Now, Emma, did you buy any Fritos?
Can I say?
I'll pay for them.
Can I say one thing?
I didn't get any Fritos. Okay. Sorry.
The one thing I had, I wish it had a little bit more of.
Heat.
Just a little more kick.
So here's the thing.
A little bit more kick.
That's why my family does not want what you're describing, so that's why I chop up some fresh jalapenos on the side, and then you can put the little garnish
little sideline
in there as
well. Jalapeno.
Yeah, fresh, not the pickled ones, because the pickled ones, to your point, don't really have much heat.
They
I
lose
like
the
fresh
heat.
Ones,
mm-hmm.
So you can kind of sprinkle those on top as needed.
Really, really. But I'm not surprised. The fact that you're coming in, and this is something that's so great, because Travis is obviously committed to feeding us Monday through Thursday.
What do you want next?
Monday through Thursday.
I'll make you a deal.
Once a week?
Right now, no. But you're
once a month.
Once a month, I will make you something once a month. I will do that. But you gotta kind of tell me what you want.
I don't want to tell you. I almost want you to just
you want
say
me to whip up a menu.
No, I want you to just say, hey,
this
is what I want to bring in.
Oh, okay.
Something right. like that. All something right. that you're.
I'm also open to suggestions if anybody has anything.
Thai food.
Something like that. I. By the way, I don't make Thai food, but I have a decent feel for some Japanese flavors. If that's something you're into. Yeah? Right. Well, the fact that, here's why I know that you went back for another giant spoonful in the middle makes me feel.
No, I'm going in. That wasn't a
good.
Yeah,
that's
that wasn't
stuff. Good. Thank you. Thank
only
you.
Other thing I'm just going to add to this. I got the coffee here. I have chili. Where's the donut?
In the break room. I'm sorry, in the bullpen. You,
who can't use a nice glazed donut right now?
I'm picturing you one like the Homer Simpson donut with the frosting and the sprinkles. Like the whole thing.
Just dipping my...
Well, like Taylor, didn't you used to have chili in cinnamon rolls?
Oh, that's right.
It's similar to this.
Yeah. Sweet and savory.
Chili. Does that chili need a cinnamon roll on the side? Would it make it... And I'm genuinely asking, would it go well with the cinnamon roll?
This chili, I think Fritos would make Fritos, it better. Yeah, yeah. Fritos,
more,
cheese.
More salt,
but cheese. You know, it's... I can't complain.
All right, good. Good.
Makes Beggars me can't be choosers.
Makes me very, very happy. Thank you for reminding me to bring it in.
You're welcome.
Now I'm excited.
You're
welcome. I'm excited to do some things.
Yeah, but this is your world. That's why I'm trying to.
And baseball cards.
I want to take advantage of this world so that when
you just want food.
But you like doing this.
I do.
This is your area.
I'll come up with some things along the way. So Aaron Rodgers was asked about the idea if they're going to shut him down, right? He has the thumb injury. He had a rib injury last week that knocked him out of the game. They got the Bears this week, and mathematically they're still alive in the playoff race. But he was asked, if you get eliminated, mathematically eliminated from the playoff race, what would you think about having the team shut you down, play Jordan Love at quarterback? His response was, I'd love to finish the season out, but I understand this is a business and there's a lot of us older guys who play a decent amount and they might want to see some of the younger guys. He went on to say, hopefully we don't have to have that conversation, but if the conversation does come up, I'll approach it with an open mind and without any bitterness or resentment. Okay? So basically, if I'm understanding that correctly, it's like I want to play, but if they decide they don't want me to play, I kind of get where they're coming from. They got to figure out what they have with Jordan Love. They got to figure out if they can flip him for something else or whether you double down again with Rodgers, whatever it may be. The Rams are not in a totally different position. Quite frankly, they're probably in an easier position because they are out of it, right? It's not coming back. But is it not kind of weird that there's still this many games to go and teams are basically saying, yeah, this guy's hurt with that, this guy's hurt with this, and we're just going to kind of get to the end of the line. I get why you do it, but as a consumer of professional sports, which are very expensive to attend, it doesn't make you feel great. It makes you feel a certain way about this. That, wait, that beer's not half off because the team stinks.
Yeah.
That parking at SoFi isn't half off because the team is bad. It's a weird deal.
It's not really weird. I think there's, you know, I'll use as an example, the Dodgers are really good. They're selling out every game. Now, let's say the Dodgers were 10 games below 500 going into September. And now you start saying, do we really want Mookie Betts in grinding out each one of these games? I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
If Kershaw misses a few starts here in the month of September because the season's over, start looking at next year. And I know that's a hypothetical that doesn't come up often for the Dodgers, but as great as Dodger fans are and as often as that place is filled up, it's going to look different. You know, I think this is part of, I think, what happens in sports, and it comes with a product, that the organization is trying to think of, we have to still use this season to figure out some stuff. The Rams have to figure out some stuff with the games that they have remaining. In a weird way, it is looking towards the future, and it is, you know, paying attention to your product. And you're not wrong on, wait a minute, I got a ticket here. You know who this ticks off all the time, and I get where he's coming from here. When stars miss games, Michael Thompson says, you think Kobe would have missed that game? All right, Michael, I get it. Kobe's a different breed, different DNA. But the game's not the way it was. They're not treating the game the same way they were 10, 15 years ago. Okay, there was a game, I think, within the last couple of weeks. The Warriors, I can't remember. They're playing Charlotte, the Pelicans. I don't know who it was. Those franchises seemed like the same to me. There's a franchise. I'm like, it's the same. It's the same franchise. And they sat all their guys. Klay didn't play. Andrew Wiggins didn't play. Steph didn't play. Draymond didn't play. And Michael's like, the one freaking time this fan base gets to see those players they don't play, the Warriors are thinking of the long-term plan. They're thinking, hey, there's 82 games left in the season. I don't know if there's a way to avoid it. It doesn't mean that it will feel right. It doesn't mean that it's okay. It doesn't mean that that ticket that you paid before the season started and it had the value before the season started, now it has a lot less value, so you can't go resell it. I'm not saying it's all right. I just don't know how you ever avoid things like
well,
this.
Well, it's weird because what you said, it's strategic and it's good strategy.
Kind of like tanking.
Matthew Stafford should not play the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't hate it if Aaron Donald didn't play the rest of the year. I wouldn't hate it if Jalen Ramsey all of a sudden can't play. I understand what's
happening.
I think
you shouldn't do the pre and post the rest of the year. I think you should save yourself
for
next year.
I really do like doing it. But there's a difference between it being strategic, which I understand, whether, you know, hey, look, we're going to give a guy a night off. Give them all a night off. You know, let's just give it all to, like, the Warriors you're talking about. Okay, if I'm a fan of Sharks, the Hornet Pelicans or whatever they're called,
yeah, that you're merged.
Then I don't like that, but I understand it. Mm-hmm. But I still, as a consumer of it all, it's like, really? I this is what you're asking me to invest my time and emotions and more importantly, than my money into?
Can a consumer do anything to change that?
I don't think so.
Can a consumer, because this is what it would take, Trav. Cool. We are going to, there's going to be X amount of fans that decide this is BS, and for one game, no one's going to buy
that
tickets.
So many times.
So what I'm saying
it
is,
never works.
Unless
it
something works. Like that happens.
You know why? Because it's still fun to go. It's still, maybe you don't get to see player, you know, you don't get to see Steph, or you don't get to see, you know, Aaron Donald this weekend or whatever, but you're still going to have a good time.
Get to see Kevon Looney.
You're going to still have, you're going to get to see NBA basketball, NFL football, Major League Baseball. It's still really good. It's a fun day. You're with your buddies. You're hanging out.
I got Taylor on the Looney one. He laughed, I saw him laughing at it.
It's not bad. It's no Michael Redd, but it's still pretty good.
I'm not kidding. Was it yesterday? You did that 2 days ago, right?
I don't remember.
I'm not kidding. That same day, you know, I go home. I just started laughing. I'm like, this dude came out with Michael Redd out of nowhere. I forget even what it was. What the hell were we talking about? Did we already forget what the scenario was?
See, this is my memory. I remember that Michael Redd made the All-Star team a million years ago. I don't remember why we were talking about
it
yesterday.
I think it was we were talking about what makes the plate on Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. There you go.
And we said this is an All-Star game.
Al?
Why is
green beans casserole?
Good memories,
why is a green bean casserole in the
you could have given me $1,000 to come up with that, and I have no chance. I have no chance. Now, if you said to me, hey, what number was Steve Garvey's card back in 1978? I know the answer to that.
You're on it.
Like, it's stupid. Germany, 1-0. 1-0.
Come on, Trav.
1-0 over Costa Rica right now, 15th minute. Spain, 1-0 over Japan at roughly the same time as well. So we'll keep you updated on all things World Cup. This does not feel like it has the juice that we had yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday was very juicy World Cup soccer day, Al.
Didn't you pick Germany to win the whole thing? I did too.
They just seemed like they're always. I always feel like they're in it right at the end.
They show up for tournaments.
Yeah, I feel like that's about right. I put a lot of time into it. I went to one of the online betting sites, and I think they were the fourth biggest favorite. I'm in Germany. Didn't want to pick Brazil. Too obvious.
Well, I gave you my friends. I gave you why
they won it last time.
No. Henry FIFA 2004.
Right. What about Mbappe? He's pretty good.
He's all right. No Henry.
All right. One of the rumors from last season for the Rams is back again, and it better not be true this time. That's next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
My wheels are spinning now. I'm trying to figure out what I want to bring you next. I'm excited.
You have no pressure. You do as you please. A dish that you create that you say, hey, I think this one would be a good one to bring in.
It needs to travel well, though. That's the thing.
Tacos? Like,
perhaps.
Still need to assemble it here.
Yeah, I don't mind assembly, but it has to be something that can, like, you can't make steak au poivre and bring that in. That's not going to work.
Sure,
that's not going to work.
See in our kitchen? Got everything you need.
You can eat it over the sink with your donut and your
everything
coffee.
You need.
Chili was good. We were talking about Trader Joe's and Hey Did You See? So yesterday I went to a different Trader Joe's in Brea. And I got these.
In Brea?
Yeah.
Why were you in Brea?
It's closer actually than the Silver Lake one. So.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Brea in Orange County. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, different one.
La Brea.
And closer.
La Brea
and Brea are different. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. My non-LA is
And more parking spots there.
So I went to the Trader Joe's there.
So I'm thinking she drove 40 miles to go to Trader Joe's.
They had a sale there that they didn't have at the Silver Lake
Blueberries,
one.
Blueberries, 99 cents a pound.
And they're organic.
So they every year do different kinds of advent calendars. So do you guys know what an advent calendar is?
Yes.
Okay, Slee, do you know what an advent calendar is?
I kind of have a sort of, it's like a countdown type of.
So it's they come in December typically, I'm sure they're, and there's 24 windows basically that you can open. Sometimes it'll have a picture in there. Some of the more fancy ones have a little toy, a little knick-knacky kind of thing in there, a little collectible. Mm-hmm. And you every day you would open a new door. Like today you would open number one.
Would there be, I don't know, turkey chili in one of them?
If I were to design advent calendars, perhaps there would be.
Right. So this one I wanted to get. They have different kinds, but I wanted to get their scented candles. So it's like 12 days of scented candles. And I love candles, but like tiny little like sample size essentially. So, but there's only 12. So I got it yesterday and I had this little debate with myself. It's like, do I wait until there's 12 days till Christmas to kind of like keep the air of the spirit of the gift? Or do I just, I pay this my own gosh darn money. I'm going to open all of them all at once. So I did the first day. So I was like, it's December 1st tomorrow, I guess. So I'm just going to crack
today?
It open. Yeah. Well,
yesterday. I'm sorry. Yeah, right.
So I cracked it open, but I kind of felt like.
What was the scent?
It's rhubarb.
Okay.
So it was good. Yeah. But I'm also just like, should I have waited until the 12th or however many days until 12 days before Christmas to start opening these to protect it? I don't know.
No, I don't think you have to wait.
Yeah, it's December. You're good.
Yeah, you're good.
Well, you want to enjoy them before Christmas. You know, it's like giving somebody a Christmas ornament for Christmas.
Emily, did you grow up with advent calendars with your family?
I did.
Yeah, so did I. and I know exactly what. Did you, Taylor?
Yeah, there'd be like a Bible verse behind them, though.
Yeah, say they're,
not
they're, they're, but they're, yeah, instead of M&Ms, there's Bible, whatever you're interested in is behind the window. And my mother and grandmother, who kind of passed this thing down to our family, were sticklers about this. Like, you only got to open the day. So I understand your reluctance to jump ahead. I really, truly do. But there's something about it. That's always a good rule of thumb. But there is something about that self-denial that when you do get it, it feels pretty good, right? Like you made it and you got your rhubarb candle and you can enjoy that in your own time.
I also can't like light 12 candles at one time. You know, I'm not going to use all these at the same time. So, you know,
a clash of smells.
Right, exactly. So I think I'm going to do one a day. I think I'm going to stick to that. And
I like that.
And the way it's displayed is that you open at the top and it just is like a number. It's just like 1, 2, whatever.
Okay.
So you don't know the set until you lift it out of the box and see it. So, you know, I like that part too.
I want Taylor's Bible verse.
Yeah. So with that in mind, not the ones that my grandmother would always send us one. And behind each thing, like, be a picture of a wreath or a candle or holly. It was just these little pictures, right? There's nothing like in it for you. Like, they make ones now that are made with like little Legos that you can build. Ooh. Little things, and then you build this little like nativity scene or whatever it is, right? You build it you open it each day. My brother and I used to fight constantly over who got to open the. There was nothing. It's like you open it. Well, I got the picture of the candle. Who cares? It's like, well, I got Santa. See, because you never knew where Santa was. You wanted to be the one that got to open and get to see Santa. It was the dumbest thing. And we used to fight like there was a diamond ring behind one of those
windows.
And this
was a couple weeks ago?
But now nowadays, you can also do one, an advent calendar with like little airplane bottles. That's like an adult version of an advent calendar. So you get like a little different like airplane bottle every day. There's also
Where did you see that? That sounds. I get the Johnny Walker back off sleeve.
But it's like you get a little cocktail every day. You make yourself one at the end of you know, the day. And there's also one for wine, but it's a few less days. It's like, I think it's like a 10-day.
I want an advent year. Where every day you get to open it, and there's a little hidden cocktail back
gin
there.
Gin tonight.
By the way, you could just, you know, I have an idea. Put it in my good idea folder. How about just a little cocktail recipe behind every door, and then you can kind of knock it out along the way.
Put that in my good idea
folder. That sounds like a really good way to do that. So, Sean McVay, the story last year after they won the Super Bowl was, hey, maybe he's going to go to Amazon.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to pay him X amount of dollars, and all the crazy numbers that were thrown around there.
$115,000 a year.
Right. That's what he was going to get.
With a 401k.
And option to buy stocks at low. stock options. And he didn't, obviously. And I never really thought that he would. He's a young man. He's terribly competitive. He's got a good team. Everything that you
just don't have to
for.
Do it now. We'll always be there for
exactly
you.
Exactly.
Seems
right.
Like we'll always be there for you.
It popped up again earlier this week.
Okay.
And a different, I think it was a television executive that actually gave the quote that said, look, I think that there's a real chance that Amazon's going to double back and offer him, I think the quote was, a bajillion dollars to come back and do it. I hope not, man. That would look like, you know what, that after your first crummy year as a coach, I'm a huge Sean McVay fan.
Okay.
I think he is a real difference maker in this league. I think he could be a legend of the league. I'm not going to say he's going to be Bill Belichick, but he's on a path to do some things.
Yeah.
He could be Mike Tomlin. He's on the Mike Tomlin path right now, basically.
Mm-hmm.
To get one bad year and say, you know, I need to go recharge my batteries or do this, and I get it. The money is astronomical, but it would deeply bum me out if that actually came to fruition.
You're saying a really bad look for him?
Yeah. That you, look,
okay, can I ask you a question?
Because you said it yesterday. This is the NFL. You're going to have a bad year occasionally. And I get it. If somebody offers you a bajillion dollars, it's a little different than just, I don't want to do this anymore. My team stinks. But I would look, I would not
can,
like that.
Can I
would look differently at him at that
can
point.
Can I play a scenario for you? Let's say he went and took this crazy TV money. And he was done coaching at the end of this year. Is that what they're saying it would be at the end of this year?
That's the speculation.
Okay, just the speculation, right? And let's say he came out and they said, you know, why would you do this? You've been in the league for as long as you have. You've had this much success. One bad season and all of a sudden you're folding up shop and you're taking off to go TV. But let's say his quote back was, I may never be offered this amount of money ever again in my life.
Yeah.
And all I'm really trying to do is just take advantage and make a decision that for the next 5 years, I'm going to call games for Amazon, blah, blah, blah. And then we'll see where my future goes from there. I'm young enough to where I could do this now and then potentially come back to the NFL. Let's see what things look like. It just feels like this is the right thing for me. I've already accomplished this. And guys, go look at how much money they're offering me. I may never get this again. And he was genuine about it. Would you understand where he's coming from?
I would understand it. I wouldn't like it. I would understand it. Because I there's one part of your scenario that I don't agree with. They'll come back the year after that. Sean McVay could have the year they're having right now, 2-3 years in a row. Sean McVay's still going to be a hot commodity. He's young. He's telegenic. He's really good on TV. He's got a track record that even if he had multiple 5-win seasons in a row, been to Super Bowl twice in 8 years,
uh-huh.
Right? That's not going anywhere. The money is, it almost never comes back. It almost always goes up. So yeah, I would think, and I believe this to be true. I don't even think that this is a real thing. I think what his, in a weird way, I think this is a good thing for him as a coach and a good way to kind of recharge your batteries. To kind of come back and say, all right, that sucked. How do we fix that? Where do we go from here? What do I do differently? How do I deal with my staff? How do I deal with my players? How do we deal with the draft? To kind of re-energize that. I hated going 3-14. That was terrible. I don't ever want to do that again. Whereas if you win the Super Bowl and walk off, it's like, yeah, okay, that's cool. It's just what I do. And I think that would re-energize him to come back. Yeah. Now, a bajillion dollars changes everything. We were talking about that, the Taylor Swift tickets, right? That at some point, everybody's got their price for whatever it is.
Yeah.
And maybe a bajillion is his price.
Except
but
Emily.
I would, except for you, for sure.
There's a price.
I would, of course there is. That I really would. I would be like, really? Now? One bad year and I get a bajillion dollars isn't going anywhere. It's always going to be there.
I love that word.
That's the quote. Yeah. I literally think it was a bajillion.
I get where you're coming from, and I would also understand where he's coming from. You know, I understand it, but I don't like it. I'm with you when, you know, it gets tough and then all of a sudden you're out of there. And it is, hey, here's a taste of the real NFL.
If he were 50,
I'd be curious about that number.
If he were 50, let's say he got his first ever coaching job at 48 years old, and the same thing, and now you're 53.
What if they just start all of a sudden rebuilding? What if all of a sudden that window was closed? What if all of a sudden, hey guys, look, we got the best out of what we got. We don't really have that many draft picks coming up.
I get it. And if it's 3 or 4 years of that, and then you're like, I got to go do something else. Sure. Can't be once. It can't be you strike out. You hit 4 home runs in your first 10 at-bats. You finally strike out and you say, I quit. It can't be that.
I'll tell you this. If he did do it, every coaching job he wants will always be there for him.
Of course it will.
And the bajillion dollars.
Plus, I don't want him to leave L.A. I really like watching him coach my team.
It's like the difference with Sean Payton. You know, Sean Payton had, you know, a couple of years. His window closed because Drew Brees retired.
He was there for a while,
and everyone's okay with him,
you know,
heading out. But his windows are still open. Obviously, it's different in age. But with Sean Payton being older and Sean McVay being younger, that's where the
Sean Payton can sit now and say, when that perfect opportunity comes, he's going to get a crack at it.
What up, Brandon Staley? What up? How you doing, Mike McCarthy?
Do you know the problem with the Brandon Staley piece of it? Dean, I think, would be paying three coaches if he did that.
Yeah, and
Dean is not known to. So
it's a good point. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you coming up in just a little bit. Factor Cap coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, if I do any updates from World Cup, I'll try to be as simple as possible, but it's still 1-0 in both games, Spain leading over Japan and Germany leading over Costa Rica.
By the way, the New York Times just stole my idea. You just showed me that. They basically had what I said, and surprisingly enough, somebody else had already come up with that. But
I know, there's a lot of smart people.
What are you going to do?
You also had a smart idea as well. So yeah, if you want to follow along, New York Times has a live simulation about what would happen. All right, so I came across this story, and I was like, this is interesting. So one under the influence English soccer fan, after the country's 3-0 win over Wales, accidentally ordered 160 chicken nuggets from McDonald's instead of 20. She said, I think I must have been trying to add sweet and sour sauce, but instead it kept on adding extra nuggets. So this is something that you could see me doing.
Yes, Travis, fact.
Yeah. Al?
Fact.
And it wouldn't even be that expensive.
You'd have the setup.
Like $50.
Well, you'd have the setup in the car. She'd have her
little, what's it called, Emily? The little cup thing?
Yeah, the dip vent thing. Yeah.
Yep, she'd have that.
Well, you've told multiple stories, A, of your affinity for nuggets.
Yes.
And B, that you have misfired while ordering things.
Yes.
So this is like a fastball over the middle of the plate.
160.
Nuggets and misordering online. Now, I don't know if you'd order 160, but maybe double the amount you're looking for.
I might check the price. I'm like, why is it $50?
That's a great point. That's like if you go to McDonald's and that thing gets up to $20, you're like, whoa, wait, what? What? That seems like
stock?
A lot. Yeah, I didn't buy the restaurant.
I bought the equipment.
Did I ever tell you the story about Taco Bell?
No.
So I play in this golf tournament every year with my buddies up from Northern California. And travel up there, and we play for a little bit of money. Nothing crazy, but if you there's like 60, 70 of us, and if you win the whole thing,
okay,
you can win like nearly $1,000, right?
Okay.
So we've only won it once, and we won this thing, and I had like $700 in my pocket. And to the story here, we'd been drinking on the golf course all day, and we're done. We're in the cab, and this is pre-Uber. We're literally in a cab heading back to the city, and we stop at Taco Bell, and I'm in a really good mood, and I'm young. I'm like 24, 25 years old. $700 to me is a fortune, still is. And so we're there, and there's this family behind me, and I order my food and I say, and whatever they want too. And they're like, really? I said, get whatever you want. They ordered so much Taco Bell, it filled up two of the trays. Like, think of two mounds of taco, trayfuls of tacos. You want to take a guess how much it cost?
Theirs or yours?
The whole
plus.
Thing. My food plus their two trays full of food.
70. 120.
Exactly right. $70.
A lot of Taco Bell.
Do you know how much, money. How many tacos you can get for $70?
They still talk about it at that Taco Bell, that the highest sale that they've ever had. This the $70 mark.
I thought it was going to come back a couple hundred, $70, like 70.
Do you know the commission that salesperson got on that?
So to spend, to your point, 100 and some odd bucks at McDonald's, not easy to do.
It was like, I think it came up like $50 for her, but it's 160 nuggets. How do you get through 160 nuggets?
Because freezer?
They don't carry over the next day. You know, whatever's
gotta
in
have
the
passion.
Nugget.
Gotta have passion.
Willpower.
Gotta have willpower.
Taylor?
Yeah, fact. This is a guy or a girl?
This is a girl that did
this. Oh, it's a girl. I was going to say, if it's a guy, it's your soulmate, I think.
Yeah, love soccer.
It's got you
love
written all over
stuff.
It.
Yeah, no.
Soccer and nuggets.
Yeah, it's my future best friend.
You ordered how many nuggets? I love you.
Well, can I split you. It? Can we get through 80 together? So
how many could you eat? Like, if you not to like be gross, but just
20.
Yeah, I think that's the magic number.
20.
I could, I mean.
Use some different sauces, a little barbecue here, a little of this. Yeah,
20. I pushed myself, if I hadn't ate that day, I think I could do 30, but yeah, oof, that's probably the
that's
most.
That's aggressive.
All right, so Clinton Yates tweeted out this morning, and I thought it was really funny, so I thought I'd put in Factor Cap. He was responding to someone else. He has like one of those like long threads of tweets talking about the World Cup. And the tweet just says, cheesecake is best eaten for breakfast. I do it often. So, cheesecake is best eaten for breakfast. Alan, fact or cap?
Hell to the no. Cap. I don't think I've ever had cheesecake for breakfast, nor has that ever entered my mind to have cheesecake for breakfast. I'm all good with cheesecake. Nobody's against cheesecake.
Sure.
I prefer it. You're at a restaurant. You have some dinner. Get a quick second to let things settle down. Maybe get a cup of coffee and then bring in a little cheesecake there. I'm not going to have it in the morning.
Toast and cheesecake. Black
get some
coffee.
Eggs. I want some scrambled eggs, two sausage.
And some chili.
And some cheesecake. I did just have chili for breakfast.
The older I get, the less I'm dogmatic about when you can eat what. Like, if you want cheesecake, I don't want it first thing in the morning. It sounds dreadful.
But
what's the really when you stop and think about it, what's the difference between a slice of cheesecake and like
donut,
coffee cake or donut?
Donut?
And
or like cottage cheese in the morning.
Well, that's different. but like a donut is a great
croissant.
Example.
Anything sweet,
coffee
right?
Cake. Like a coffee cake is just cake that you eat with your coffee. It's pretty good.
Not wrong in that.
Yeah. So yeah. Why not?
Clinton, call in a weigh-in if you have an opinion.
Was he
this.
Pro or con?
No, this is him. He says he eats it often for breakfast.
Often?
Taylor?
Clinton weighs 104 pounds. How much cheesecake could he be eating?
That's all he eat. That's all he ate the whole day. Just a piece of cheesecake.
Taylor?
Yeah, Cap, do what you want, but not for me. There's a reason I turned down the donut in the morning. Like the sweet stuff, the pastries just weigh you down the rest
of
the day.
Well, the sweet, when you're right.
I can go with a croissant.
But the sweet with coffee? That's a great mix.
It tastes
that's
good.
That's a great mix.
But no cheesecake. Give me a bowl of chili and a ham sandwich.
Cheesecake only after 11.
Get some spaghetti for breakfast.
I've done that.
I have to.
Yeah.
So
take a slice of pizza.
A Mexican soccer fan broke his TV after Mexico was eliminated from the World Cup yesterday. He posted on Twitter, all that good stuff. You have ever broken something in anger from a sporting event? It doesn't have to be as big as a TV, but you've just broken something in anger. Taylor, fact or cap?
Fact, my spirit, I guess. But no, I'm a pretty quiet sports fan. I'll just sit there in anger watching my teams get eliminated.
Trev?
I think when I was younger, maybe a video game remote control, something like that. You lose, and you flip it, and it hits the wall or it hits the ground and it breaks. And I would be lying if I said I haven't broke a golf club or two in my day out of frustration. That's happened. I haven't done it in a very, very long time. Yeah. But right about the same time I was treating people to stacks of Taco Bell, I would be known of maybe that wedge that hit a bad shot. It needed to be punished.
Al?
Fact, I had a stretch here, Lakers in the 90s. That was a little too aggressive. Why do I care that much?
When the
Lakers
were playing? Not you, not something you were involved in?
No, I thought you were saying watching sports, right?
Just a sporting event. Whether you lost yourself or is it your team you liked?
Yeah, I'll go to watching Lakers basketball. The remote control. Watching a game, your squad loses, they lose at the end, you throw the remote. You thought the remote was going to hit the couch?
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, I could get
no.
that.
No, remote hit the wall, or the remote hit the ground.
Batteries go everywhere.
Everywhere. The back cover that you flip, you know, you slide in, yeah, that's broken. That's not going to happen. Now you're taping it up. I've definitely had moments like that.
I think we have multiple, I don't know how many TVs we have in the house, 3, 4, and I think every single one of the remote controls is missing that back cover for the batteries. I don't know where. There's a graveyard of those things somewhere in my house. I don't know where they ever go.
My cousin, he's a big Duke fan, went to Duke. He one time they lost a basketball game at some point in time, but his parents replaced, so he broke his chair. He got really mad. Slammed his chair, broke his wooden chair. They instead got him like a titanium chair from then on that he could no longer break. So, you know, sometimes we'll get invested. I don't think I ever have, but I wouldn't put it past me. So, as we talked about yesterday a little bit, the Spotify Wrapped came out yesterday, essentially where Spotify tracks your data, gives you a summation of what you spent your time doing on Spotify that year. So, you would not want your money spent on dining out this year to be revealed to you.
Emily.
Travis Vettercap.
You have stumbled into something that I you know how you get your credit card statement at the end of the year, you spent this much here, this much there, this much on travel, this much on fuel, all of those things. I immediately discard it because I don't even want to look at it. That is the one thing that I am terribly, terribly irresponsible about is eating out. It is my favorite thing in the world to do, and I spend
feel
way...
like you had a good week, and you want to reward yourself.
Yes, but it's always above and beyond, and it's embarrassing. And yes, I fact times a million on that one.
Cap, I'm going to be embarrassed by it. I'm going to be embarrassed by how much I spent at Starbucks. I'm going to be embarrassed how much I spent at restaurants. I'm going to be embarrassed how much I spent on things. You're like, why would you do that? But I'd rather know than not know. Because if I don't know, nothing's really going to change. If I do know, maybe, just maybe.
Yeah, but I don't want it to change.
I might force myself
I like the food.
To have a cup of coffee in here, then go down there. Maybe I just might say, okay, instead of going out 3 days a week, you go out 2. I'd rather know than not know.
Taylor?
So when you say release, do you mean, so this is shown off in the same way that Spotify Wraps are?
Yeah,
on,
like
on social
you
media?
Get a notification from, I don't know, DoorDash and or your credit card company.
Everybody else is going to see it?
No. Just you, right?
Yeah, just you.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be embarrassed by that. I know how much I spend, and I just don't want the rest of the world to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd only share it if you chose to, kind of like the Spotify Wrapped. Like,
never,
no one's asking you.
Never. That's what you did what? Don't judge me. It's a bad, 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 bad look. Lakers getting ready to go out on the road against Lee. They had a nice win last night. They looked pretty sharp. They made a bunch of shots. What does it mean? It's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
So last segment I talked about in Factor Cap, the story of the English soccer fan who accidentally ordered 160 chicken nuggets instead of straight up 20. So Kevin Marr tweets at me. He says, I once ate 50 nuggets in one session. And I'm like, ooh. Okay.
Was that Giannis after his, didn't he get a 50 piece after he got
at
the
Chick-fil-A.
50 points in the
right.
NBA Finals?
That's right.
But it's Giannis.
And do you really think he ate all 50 himself?
Let's just say hypothetically he did.
He's 7 feet tall.
And he burned 6,000 calories in game 6 or 7, whatever.
He didn't look like he ate 50 nuggets. How about that? He looked like he ate 50 kale salads, right? He looks a little different.
I have also one more from 805 Raider. He said that there was a doc on people hiking the PCT, the Pacific Crest Trail, and a guy stopped at McDonald's in a small town and got like 2 or 3 50-piece nuggets and munched on them over the next few days until he could find another town. Ugh, sustaining yourself on chicken nuggets for a couple days, that's scary.
Oh, it's gross, but have you guys ever, there's somebody, some, I think it was just coincidence, had a bag of McDonald's that they found in their garage from years ago, right? And there was still food in it. Looked like it was made yesterday.
Ugh.
And just, it keeps. How about that?
Want that gold card?
It keeps.
I respect how fresh their food is to have to be able to create.
I'm Team McDonald's.
Something in a laboratory that is good for 14 years.
I went yesterday.
What'd you get?
Chicken nuggets.
160?
Actually, no. I didn't get chicken nuggets. I got a chicken sandwich because there was a deal or whatever. I got the, you know, they did their version of the Chipotle chicken sandwich. It's not terrible.
I've never had it.
It's fine.
Never had
good review.
You know how
I picture like the sandwich on the board, and then you know it's not terrible. Then the little squiggle, Emily Hebel.
I could see her taking it out. Just the chicken. No, just one large nugget. Take this. Dip it into the sauce. Get in there. Get in there.
It's pretty good. Food is food. You can eat any food any day of the week. It's 7 a.m. somewhere, right? Just had eggs for dinner last night. Fight me. That's from Tim.
Don't talk about it.
Going the other way feels
easy.
Much
all day long.
Acceptable.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah. Eating breakfast things at night is actually oddly fun.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I have eggs all the time at night. All the time at night.
Having bacon and eggs at 7:30 at night.
No problem
is
at all.
Great, but if you had a steak and mashed potatoes at 8 a.m., that would feel weird.
I will fill up a full bowl of cereal at 10 o'clock at night and
over the sink. It's a great way to just knock it out. You get the milk that drips down your chin a little bit.
Do you know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for you one time to say, guys, the kitchen sink got old. Using
the
bathtub.
No. Oh, I thought you were going to say the bath. The shower. I just get in there and the second I'm done, turn on the water and hose off.
Having a bath, having a bowl of cereal.
Sounds real, real gross. All right, the Lakers are off tonight. They won last night. Up next, the Bucks on Friday night. It's by far
15-5, the Milwaukee Bucks.
And by the way, 15-5, and they've been having guys in and out of the lineup. They have not really looked great, and they're 15-5.
Second best player on their team hasn't been there, Chris Middleton.
Right.
Chris Middleton is a huge, you know, people
he's
talk
the
about,
reason they didn't go to the finals last year.
I was just going
to
say, people talk about, and the Celtics are, they're great.
They're fire.
18-4, whatever they are. The Bucks and the Celtics went 7 games last year without Chris Middleton.
Yes.
Take Jaylen Brown off of the Boston Celtics and tell me if they're going 7 games with Middleton playing with the Bucks. It ain't happening. Nope. So I point that out because they're missing obviously a key piece.
So they're 8-12. It's the quarter pole of the season.
Yeah.
And they've got a good win against Denver. They've got a pretty good win against New Orleans. And those are the two that you say, okay, that's pretty good. The rest of their other 6 wins.
And both at home.
And both at home. Mm-hmm. And they've only won games on the road against San Antonio, right?
2 games, 2 wins on the road. They started the season out 0-6 on the road. They won those 2 against San Antonio.
We're going to get a really good idea whether or not this has been a soft spot in their schedule where they've been able to catch up and get close to .500 or whether they've actually improved from the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go on the 6-game road trip and come back 5-1 or 6-0. It's not going to happen. I don't even think that 3-3 is a likely result, but if they could get to 3-3, sign me up right now. Honestly,
no hesitation. Yeah.
I'll even take 2-4 and live with it and then see what happens after that because they haven't beat a good team in a while and they've been getting healthier on legitimately bad teams.
They got, they have, I don't know when Embiid comes back, but Philly's a week from tomorrow. They got a Washington Wizards team that. Listen, last year, I remember Lakers played the Wizards on the road. Wizards beat them. So it's just – and Wizards are a .500 team.
Yep.
So it's not like you could say, oh, they're going to beat the Wizards. That's not how it works, and that's not how –
the Wizards are better than the Lakers. It just –
they got a game against the Pistons, so they got one of those.
They should win that.
They have a back-to-back Cleveland and Detroit, 2 really tough games, and the second game is Toronto. So now you got to go – after the game against Cleveland, you're traveling to Toronto. You're going through customs. You're getting in late. It's a tough putt for the Lakers, but I want to see it. Like I think they've gone through a stretch, like you just mentioned. If I told you before the season started, do you think we know the Lakers through 20 games? I would have said, yeah, I think we're gonna have a really good idea through 20 games what the Lakers are. I think we actually need these 2 weeks to help solidify one way or the other. A couple things can happen over the next 2 weeks. A, they're now 7-8 games below .500. Okay.
Which, if they went 2-4, they'd be 8 games under .500.
Okay. B, if they play .500 basketball, then I could tell you, no, that stretch that they had where they won 6 of 8, that is legitimate.
Sure.
Because 3-3 on the road against these teams, they can hang around. And then obviously the other scenario would be
Washington, Detroit, and pick one. And
Philly because Embiid's gone.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? If you get Milwaukee, great. If you get Toronto, great. If you get Cleveland, great. Those other three are feeling like, and you know, and the Embiid part is a big deal, but there are different threes, right? If you're 3-3 and one of those wins comes against Toronto, Cleveland, or Milwaukee, great yeah. trip. If one of those, if the three wins or those other three,
we're still asking to see more games.
We still don't know, right? Yeah. We're still in exactly the same pot. I don't know what they are. I think that at this point, I think that they're slightly below average. I think that's what they are. They're not good, but they might not stink. You know, like at the beginning of the year, I'm
that's
like,
that's why that 9-11 does feel so much different
for
than
8-12.
For sure, where you're but, below 500 by two games or below 500
when they
by
were
four.
2-10, like that team stinks. That because it wasn't just that they were losing; it's they looked bad doing it.
Yeah.
When they're winning these games, they don't look like a bad team. They look like an average team that's beating bad teams. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. I don't know how to quantify that.
Well, you could have a game. What was it last week they played the Suns? That was a game on the road.
That was one of their more impressive performances.
So I was going to say, you can have games where you lose against a good team and you don't look that bad, that it's a game in the fourth quarter. And that, they're not in a position where you could just continue to have, hey, they lost to the Bucks, but they were in it. And then they also lost to the Wizards, but they were in it. And they also lost to the Raptors, and they were in it. No, you can't keep doing that. That's obviously not how it works. But that I think the main thing that we just both said, I thought 25% through the season we would know who the Lakers are. I do feel like we need a little bit more
time. What
do you
think they are?
Out.
Like right now, with what you've seen, with if this were you had to give them a grade, it's the midterm, and you got to give them a grade, what do you give them? Because I think I'd give them a C-. It's not a D or an F, but it's not much better than a C.
Yeah, I would say at best a C+, probably a C.
Yeah.
You know, every night I watch them, there might be some spurts where I'm, and just as this is just more lately, right, where it's like, hey, that was some good basketball right there. I like this. I like that. And then there's also a lot of times you're sitting there saying, how are you going to beat good quality teams playing like this? Or you're up 17 and you blow that lead, and before you know it, you know it points out some of the flaws that they have.
There's probably one thing that has more to do with this than anything else. We'll do it next. It's coming up. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.